Das ist gut, jetzt die Tibin, bei der Zion am Mode Chaliyah. Das ist die Jahrzeit, das war Hashem. Die Jahrzeit war Veliyah, aber das Hashem will be this week, an Yom Shishi. Okay. Now we're going to learn Alachot al Mode Chaliyah. We have more Siyad and Ishmael, because we're there by the Zion. So there's Alachot. We're learning Alachot of Tzitzit. Many times happens that Tzitzit are torn, and sometimes because they're torn, they lose their status of being tzitzit, and a person has to know if it's kosher or not. If it's not kosher, he's not allowed to wear the garment of four corners without tzitzit on them. But sometimes they're torn and they're still kosher, just that he should try to fix them as soon as possible so they don't. It's air conditioner. We got electricity now in the building. נקראו שני חוטים. אם נקראו יותר משני חוטים, ונשאר בהם כדי עניבה, היינו שתי סנטימטר, כשרים. You have tzitzis. Very important, listen carefully so you know the halachot. We have tzitzis. If from one of the corners was torn more than two tzitzis, okay? But left of them is more than at least 2 centimeters. Okay? 2 centimeters. Not a lot. But still kosher.
Still kosher?
Still kosher. I recommend to go buy new ones and fix them and get new tzitzis. Because if another one tears or if it gets a little bit more, come on, it's gone. Okay?
What's the best way to dispose of tzitzis?
The what was it disposed?
It's called get rid of it. How do you relinquish them? Give them up?
If you don't, you don't need them anymore.
Well, they're not worth.
They're not kosher anymore.
They're not.
The best way is to put in the gniza. Avidiao says that the best way is to put in the gniza.
Put it in the
gniza. Sheamus.
Ah, okay.
You know they have these here in Israel. Yeah, they have these big Sheamus things. That's Avidiao says it's the best to put them there. They don't really have any kedusha. They don't have any holiness in them. But since they were used for kedusha, so you can't treat them with disgrace. Just like schach. Schach from Sukkot. If you have the Sukkot, you don't need it. Let's say it's a disposable one. You don't need it anymore. You're not allowed to put it in the garbage bin. You can put it next to. You're not allowed to step on them. You can't treat them with disgrace. So also the tzitzis, even though they're not kosher anymore, they don't have any kedusha, but since they were used for kedusha, it's called tashmishei kedusha, therefore you have to treat them with kedusha, just like the bag of tefillin, also the same story. Again, you have to treat them with kedusha, you can't just throw them, use them in as a shmata, not to quash the windows or whatever, or the floors. Now, if you have a talis that was torn in the middle, yeah. So you want to bring it to the seamstress and she'll sew it up. Asu. I mean, she could sew it up, but you have to take off all the tzitzis. Okay? Not all of them. You take off one of the tzitzis. Okay? One corner of the tzitzis. And then you sew it and you tie it back on.
Now, what about a simple tear?
A tear stop? Look, yeah. It's kosher. And by, kosher. Okay. Now, if on the corner of the tzitzis where the hole is, it tore all the way to the edge, but it didn't go through. It happens many times. It's kosher. It's kosher. Why? Because when they tied it in the right place. When it was tied on the right, the hole was in the right place. If you tied it like that, close to the edge, too close, it's not kosher at all. But if you tied it in the right place and it tore open, the hole tore all the way almost to the end, it's still kosher. And next time you change your tzitzis, so it's good to fix it.
If there's a hole in the tzitzis, you can attach it up, put a patch on it?
Can, that's right.
How do you buy a good pair of tzitzis? What do you look for?
You go to Rav Amitai. You know Rav Amitai? Azikovich downstairs?
Okay.
He sells them.
He ties them. He's He's a good blue person.
With a blue tail?
Whatever you want. Blue, white, blue, yeah, green, whichever color you
green?
Why not? There's a Rav, I know he... A Rav, you want to call him a Rav. There's a guy I know, he has a green green talus, and he has green scissors on them.
From Mars.
You want pink?
What he's an ecologist, I guess.
So why don't most Hasidim wear black and white talus, if you can be colorful?
Tradition. I tell you what, according to the Beis Yosef, according to Shulchan Aruch, the tzitzis, not only Shulchan Aruch, but the tzitzis have to be the same color as the garment. And wool is white. So the talus also has to be white. So how come Ashkenazim also have stripes on them? And Sephardim do not have stripes on them. You look, every talus of a Sephardim is white, completely white. They have stripes, white stripes. Why? Because there's an opinion that it has to be completely white, totally white. According to the Ashkenazim, the talus is white, it's just that it has stripes on them. There's two reasons why there's stripes. One reason is you should know what way is the talus, not to wear it sideways, to wear it straight up. The second reason is to remind you that there was tcheles on the talus. There was. The color reminds you that there was tcheles on the talus.
I read further on that.
Yeah?
Originally...
That's what I heard.
Originally the tolitot were all white. And they had the tcheles on the... On the
corners, yeah.
When the Romans made the law and that you couldn't... a private person couldn't have tcheles anymore.
Couldn't have?
The Romans put out a law.
The private couldn't have what?
That only the royalty, the Goyish royalty, could produce and own tchelet.
What's a tchelet? Tchelet.
Tchelet. And all the manufacturers were lost and hit, whatever. Okay, when it got to the point we couldn't have tchelet anymore, people decided, well, we got to have something to remember. They put blue stripes. There were blue stripes on the...
blue, yeah.
Okay? And in Europe, they put changed to black in memory of the Khurban and so on and so forth. Okay, but when Arizal came around, he said it has to be all white.
All white, yeah.
Okay. All white.
Okay.
Yeah. And so this far, it was still there were a number of Sephardim even while Central Europe and Eastern was putting on black stripes, Spain. And the Spanish
colonists
stayed with white. And Arizal saw and said, that's the right way. White is right.
Mm-hmm. So that's the minagim right here.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Is there any halacha regarding the size?
Yeah, we learned yesterday.
Oh, also,
we learned yesterday that the talis, I'm talking about talis that you wear in the morning, has to be able to cover your head and wrap yourself. Half of you, mm-hmm, half of you back and front.
So I see the smaller black and white talus.
Well, like sure, like that.
Yeah,
not kosher. It's not talus. It's pata from tzitzis.
And the silk ones are.
No, it's pata from tzitzis. Okay.
Also, Arizal said that there's no direction. What's
the lead? Right, that's why we said that the other day.
That we made square.
The Chabad, that's why the Rebbe Chabad, they don't have any atara. Yeah. Okay?
Was a guy, one of my son's bar mitzvahs, the guy with Aliyah. And a lot of people came, didn't bring a dalas. That wasn't their custom. But they borrowed a talis from the shore. So when this guy got an aliyah, there were no more talis than to give. So as a gift to the shore, he went out and purchased a half a dozen talis for the shore.
Okay. Sometimes what happens is that the whole corner of the talus, or the tzitzis, comes off, tears apart. The garment, not only the tzitzis, you can't sew it back on. Because right now, it's not a garment of four corners. And when you're tying it on with the tzitzis on the corner. It's not kasher. We have to have a garment with four corners, and then we have to tie on it. That's the order. It must be like that. A garment of four corners. Therefore, what could one do? We could untie the tzitzis from the part that ripped off, then sew it back on, and then tie the tzitzis on. Yeah, we spoke about it yesterday. Where were you? All the important stuff were yesterday.
I wasn't here yesterday.
I know. You missed the bagels and lots.
Yesterday?
Yesterday? I gave a shiur at 2 o'clock. Well, we finished there at 1:30. Efaita. Ah. We were here.
So those are kosher. The four corners. As long as they have the four corners, they're kosher.
Four corners and they're big enough.
And the what?
And it's big enough.
Oh, and they're big enough.
Like a scarf. Is patur from
no, I said t-shirts.
The t-shirts, yeah, sure.
None of the guys wear those t-shirts.
So it has to be, we said, it has to be more than half open. And if you want to close it, only with snaps and not with a zipper. If it's closed with a zipper or with a sew, so it's not, you don't have to put this on it. No, I'm talking about t-shirts. I'm talking about t-shirts. Yeah, usually kids, teenagers, they're running around, they want to play basketball with a t-shirt and tzitzis. I was a kid, I used to have an undershirt with tzitzis on it. And with a snap over here. It has to be more than half open. If it's half, it's a problem if you can make a bracha or not. If it's chayav or not. It has to be more than half.
So why don't brothers give out the tzitzis? They give out books. Why don't they give out tzitzis to people?
We want to leave something for Chabad to do. Tefillin and tzitzis, they do. Besides, by Tzuk Eitan and the Gaza over there, we gave out many tzitzis. Chutzachasid gave a lot of tzitzis.
The savannah went down every day loaded. Books, tzitzit, food,
drink. Top. So again, like we said, the talis, which already are tzitzis, you have no use for it. It's already worn out. Asul to use it as a shmata, whatever. The best thing is to put in the gniza. You want to hang it on the wall, you can hang it on the wall. Just not a disgrace use. Okay. Mitzvah tzitzit, mitzvah taseh shazman grama. The mitzvah tzitzit, the mitzvah taseh, that time causes it to come like we learned, because it's only during the day and not during the night. So it's what's it called? Time-binded?
Time-dependent.
Time-determined. Time-determined, time-dependent. Time-bound, that's what you said, I always say. Therefore, women and slaves, which don't exist really today so much, soon, turim imena, they're exempt from it. And even though for a shofar blowing, coming up in 97 days, 96, and...
are you practicing?
And no, I'm counting the days to Uman, and sukkah... Right, if they want, they can fulfill, but they shouldn't make a bracha according to Sfardim, according to Ashkenazim, can even make a bracha on that. But nevertheless, mitzvah tzitzis, there's two reasons why women should not wear them. You asked that, right? One, it looks like gaiva. What happened? Why no one else wears it? What's your big deal? You're not obligated. Why are you doing this? Second reason is, three reasons. Second reason is, that it's usually a garment of men. And it says that women should not wear men garments.
Don't like that.
Yeah? Isur Delaita. Third, according to the Kabbalah, there's big secrets and sisters which have nothing to do with women. It has to do with men. So, if a woman wants to be a smart addict, go fight with the Aliyah Kadoshim. That is all.
Well, if a woman is wearing, she doesn't have to wear it out because she would just hide it under her clothes.
So we set three reasons. Choose which one you want, why she shouldn't wear it.
Well, I think that the only one that cannot be proven but's interesting is that it has to do with men. I mean, there are
secrets. Oh, you can learn it. It's written. It's not quoting everything right here. It's written in the Ben Ish Chai. Why?
Are there books on that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I tell you, I have all the sources right over here. First of all, it's in the Ben Ish Chai and Parshas Lech Lecha, Seif Yud Gimel. We have Ben Ish Chai next door. We could look it up. So it's written. It's all Dvarim. It's proven, it's written. If you believe in Ariya Kadosh, a kid who is over 6 years old is a mitzvah, an obligation for the father to buy him a pair of tzitzis, make sure they're kosher. We in my house, usually that's what people do. When the kid is toilet trained good enough that doesn't go in his pants, you buy them a pair of tzitzis. But I don't really care that if it's kosher or not. It tears like this, I don't care. He doesn't know the difference. He puts on the garment, he's happy. But after 6 years old, he has to have the strength, take care of them, this and that. There's no age really. But you say after five, six, he has already enough knowledge to understand to watch his tzitzis and to make sure that they're. My son has like 10 of them. Only one's kosher. He eats them. I don't know what he does with them.
They're kids.
Yeah, you know.
I mean,
they're very good with fried tzitzis.
Fried, yeah. Like schnitzel.
Yeah. Schnitzel.
I mean, at Jacob, for kindergarten and all up, the secretary would have bags of tzitzis in case they get ripped when they're playing and doing whatever they do as kids. She just hands them another one.
A blind person is obligated to wear tzitzis, even though he cannot see them. It says you have to see them. He cannot see. Doesn't mean he has to see them. It has to be shown, meaning people could be able to see it. Meaning we learn from the words to see them, that it has to be during the day, because during the day one could see, as opposed to the night where one cannot see.
So if you wear your tzitzis inside, that's not allowed?
No, Mapitomi. There's a minhag to wear this inside.
No, I mean like tucked inside.
There's a minhag like that. There's a minhag that you wear this only inside.
Oh, okay. So the guys that wear it out.
There's a minhag like that too.
Okay.
No.
You wear them long.
It's very nice. It's very good. It's beautiful. Okay.
Would it be any color?
No, that's too white.
When
you say you have to amend that, I have always thought so. I blame it. I always remember.
Like so the Arabs do with that thing. Ken? Yeah, it's good. Tell me more. No problem.
They're not saying things, they say you have to see it to remember. So when
is
in your house,
you're not seeing it. That's sad, though, so you can wear that. The minagim.
I think the only exception is a cemetery.
The who?
Cemetery.
A cemetery, you have to hide them. For different reasons. It's because it's lag larash, like telling the dead, we're still here doing great mitzvahs here already, not here anymore. If a person. It's kind of a weird thing, a weird situation, but sometimes it can happen. A person has enough money to buy tefillin. He doesn't have it. That's all he has. And he cannot buy now a talis. He doesn't have a talis. He buys tefillin. Tefillin comes before talis. But if he could borrow tefillin for a long time, for a year, for 2 years, there's gmach like that. So then buy a talis and borrow tefillin. And then when you have enough money, buy a tefillin.
You know, there was a guy in the United States who provided free tefillin for whoever wanted it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. All you had to do was contact in Baltimore, it was Eitz Chaim. In some communities, it was H. In other communities, it was Chabad.
So today it's like that?
This guy would provide it to finish.
Yes, I'm not.